Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Saidi, creating medical report. Patient first name is Dennis, D-E-I-N. Correction, D-E-N-I-C-E, last name Bolton, B-O-L-T-O-N. Date of birth is 06/28/1953, period examination date is 04/17/2024, period next time chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of right ear pain, comma, decreased hearing in both the ears, comma, sore throat. Blurry vision and fall of our chronic kidney disease. With the next line. Subject to colon patient stated that she noticed pain in the right ear for the past 5 to 6 days. And then she also started having poor hearing both the ears. She had earwax in the past. Patient had low grade fever without any chills, and she also complained of sore throat for past 1 week. And she's not exposed to any serious infections, period. Patient does have pain upon swallowing, but no choking. The next line, patient has a blurry vision on and off, and came today as a follow-up for chronic kidney disease, period. Patient's previous laboratory test was reviewed, and her creatinine was 1.7. She does not have any swelling of the legs or urinary incontinence. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, ear discharge, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine 125 microgram on therapy. Next patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on losartan 50 milligram once a day, along with low salt diet. Your next patient has a history of diabetes, and she is on metformin 500 milligrams, one tablet twice a day. Along with low carb diet. Your next patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on simvastatin 40 milligrams once a day, along with low fat diet. Your next patient has a history of bipolar disorder, and she is on Geodon for 80 milligrams once a day, and sertralin 25 milligram once a day, period. Next line. Patient history. Patient currently lives by herself. Her daughter is nearby. She is not exposed to any smoking, period. Patient never drink any alcohol or other substances, and she is very active at her home. The next line. Objective colon. At ENT examination reveals bilateral cerumen without any discharge, period. The patient has mild and a staph headache. The next line, oropharyngeal examination is unremarkable. The next line, eye examination does not show any conjunctival abnormality. The next line, the neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement or stridor. The next line, heart examination has normal heart function without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Your next line extremities has no cap, tenderness of periodium. Your next line neurological examination is intact, period. Next patient, Mohammed Saeed, S-A-E-E-D, date of birth is 05/27/1937, period examination date 04/17/2024. Your next line chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a follow-up after emergency room visit, period. Correction, chief complaint, colon, patient came today as a follow-up after gross hematuria and emergency room visit, comma, complaint of right knee pain and left knee pain, period. Next line, subject to colon, patient say that he had gross bleeding during urination 10 days ago, and after that patient started drinking lot of liquids and stopped taking aspirin. However, it got worse. Last week, a patient then went to the emergency room and he had an extensive workup done period. An ER patient was. And vital signs were stable. After that, he had a blood test and his creatinine was slightly elevated, 1.4, and BUN was 27, and GFR was 46. After that, patient had an EKG. He did not show any good change. Then he had a urine analysis that showed a lot of red blood cells. He wrapped that the patient was sent home and to be followed by a urologist here. Now patient has normal urine. There is no blood in the urine and there is no burning urination. Also patient had a urine culture which was unremarkable. Patient also complained of right knee pain, and the pain level is 5 or 6 upon exertion. And stress patient has less pain, period. No history of falling down. And patient had seen orthopedic physician in the past and received epidural and received a steroid injection, period. Next kind of patient also complains of left knee pain. It is more than the right side. And also there is a swelling. And the pain level is 7 upon exertion. The patient has used meloxicam in the past, but not anymore. And it was stopped due to his urinary bleeding period. Patient has excess of the knee and it showed degenerative joint disease period. Next line. Review of system. Colon patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma. Cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma. Leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors, comma. Focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Or skin rashes. Next line. Past medical history. It's significant for prostatic hypertrophy and he is on finasteride 5 mg once a day and tamsulosin 0.4 mg once a day period. Next line patient has a history of hypertension and he is on metoprolol 25 mg half tablet a day along with low salt diet. Here next line patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and he is on simvastatin 20 mg once a day along with low fat diet. Here next line social history patient lives with his son. He's a widower. Patient does not smoke cigarettes or use any substance. Otherwise, he's very active. Here, next line. Objective colon. Make a supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal. First and second ultrasound without a murmur. Here, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any bleeding. Here, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and there is no super pubic or severe tenderness. Here, next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line. Right knee examination revealed a tenderness of the knee joint upon the passive range of motion and there is no joint occlusion. And weight bearing is most painful. Here, next knee examination revealed minimum joint occlusion and range of movement is painful and restricted. Here, weight bearing is also painful. Here, next line, neurological examination, otherwise, unremarkable. Here, next patient. Herlinda. Herlinda, last name is Melendez, Menendez. Date of birth is 12/22/1968. Your examination date is 04/17/2024. Your next time chief complaint colon patient came today with a chief complaint of skin rushes on both the hands, karma, weight gain, and high blood pressure. The next time, subject to colon patients, she said that she developed rashes on both the hands, and she had a steroid cream at home, and she got better. However, itches on and off. And she had similar problem last year in the same cold weather. And it is completely gone in the summertime. Okay, next line. The patient has gained weight recently, and she is trying to be on low salt. Correction, is trying to be on low carb diet. Period. Next line, patient. Also came today as a follow for hypertension, and the blood pressure lately has been high at home. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, and her fasting blood glucose ranging from 120 to 140 milligrams per day. And she does not have any dryness of mouth or numbness or tingling. The next line. Review of system for the patient denied. Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, incontinence to the urine or bowel, comma, focal weakness of the upper or extremities, or severe snoring. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for diabetes, and she is on glipizide 10 milligrams. 2 tablets twice a day, comma, as per insulin according to the sliding scale, comma, glargine insulin 20 units a day, comma, Tradjenta 5 milligrams once a day, and metformin 1000 milligrams one tablet twice a day along with low carb diet. This next patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on lisinopril 5 milligrams 2 tablets in the morning or in the evening along with low salt diet. The next time patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on statin 10 milligrams once a day along with low fat diet. Here, next line. Social history patient lives with her husband and family, and she works a part time job. Here, patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, or she has a drug use. The next line. Objective colon. Suffer without a thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Clear next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmurs. Clear next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Clear next line. Abdomen is soft without any illness, slightly obese. And this is an organomegaly period. Next line. Extremities are no captain, or edema or tremors. Clear next line. Examination reveals areas of excavation on both the hands, but there is no active bleeding and there is no swelling or tenderness. Period. Next patient. Yes. Sabina. S-A-B-I-N-A. Last name is Tomasic. T-O-M-A-S-I-K. Date of birth is 02-04-1959. Examination date is 04-17-2024. The next time chief complaint colon patient came today for annual physical exam. And also weight gain and follow up for hypertension. So your next line, subject to colon patient, says that she was in Poland for several months and she returned last month, and patient has gained weight. She's trying to be on low carb diet. So your next line, her blood pressure has been high at home and there is no chest pain or shortness of breath. So your next line. Review on system, colon patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or extremities. Your next line. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, and she is on amlodipine, 10 milligrams once a day. metoprolol 25 mg one tablet twice a day. The next time patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on atorvastatin 20 mg once a day along with low fat diet. Yes. Next line. Patient has a history of mild gastritis and he is on promethazine 20 mg once a day. Here, next line. Patient has a history of hypertension and she is on hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg one tablet a day. Comma, acid process, mononitrate 30 mg once a day. Comma, lisinopril 25 mg one tablet a day. Comma, metoprolol 25 mg one tablet twice a day. Along with the low salt diet. Your next line. This is the history of coronary artery disease and stent placement. And he's on Brilinta, 90 mg, one tablet twice a day. Okay, next line. Allergic. And lunch here, next line. Family history. Mother has breast cancer and passed away. Yes. Dad has liver cancer and passed away. Yes, next line. Recent surgery, right hip replacement, 2020 period, next line. BMPK, baby, and discuss the patient period, next line. If a history patient married with his husband and children, period, patient, quit smoking in 2010, period, next line. If she denied any alcohol use substance, period, or smoking, period. Next line, obstructive colon. HEED examination is unremarkable. Your next line, neck is supported without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Your next line, heart examination is normal heart sound without any movement. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any breathing. Your next line. The skin is healthy without any rashes, period. Next line, have a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan. All the questions answered and satisfaction. Period. End of dictation.